Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Yud Gimel, and we're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah. There happens to be a problem in the Girsa in the Mishnah. Most of the Rishonim are not goris the word Gitzeh, so we'll talk about in a moment why there would be a problem. Ha'omer tnu get li'ishti, shtar shechrut la'avdi, umeit, lo yitnu le'achar mitana. Even though we said before that there's a question as to whether a person can have charata in between, and that was a machlokes between the Chachomim and Rabbi Meir. In this case, if he says to them, if we can leave out the zeh, if he says to them tnu, that includes kitvu, as we'll see. So they should write, sign, and deliver a get. In that case, clearly, if the guy dies, they cannot, because they were not zoche in that get yet. And it's not the same thing as if he had said tnu get zeh, which means he handed them a completed get, and perhaps that would get into the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir, because according to the Chachamim, they say that indeed it's a schut for him to be able to get the get shichrur, correct? However, you will recall that Rashi before understands that the din of being zoche in the get, even in the get shechrur, even though it was during utilizing the kayach of zochin adam shelo b'fanav, was only a zechus to deliver the get, and it addressed the monetary ownership of the eved, but it did not achieve shechrur. And because of that, if the guy dies, then they still can't deliver it because he still doesn't get the get shechrur. Since it wasn't completed until delivery, this is how Rashi understood it before your Rashi changes his mind, there's a problem in the Rashis. Because of that, we need to avoid the zeh. And we'll see that this seems to be one of the Mishnayot that is just starting about tnu, with the understanding that it would be delivered not only, but written as well. So in this case, if the guy dies, then the immediate result is that the Kiddushin, of course, no longer exists because she's no longer Bereshus. So in Misa is Mavkia, the Kiddushin, the same way the get was, so you can't deliver get after his death. And the get shechur is he doesn't own. He doesn't have a kinyan in his wife when he's dead, and he doesn't have a kinyan in his effort because it's passed on to his Yorshi. And therefore, there is no way for them to be able to get this get liachar mitan. Says the Gemara, however, if he says tnu mona leish ploni yomet, if he says give $100 to this guy, then they should deliver liachar mitan. Now this, of course, raises all kinds of questions as to why. It's not clear what the case is. Is the guy on his deathbed? Is he a shchiv mira? Of course, the Shchiv Mirah is able to be mitzava, mitoch mitan, it's as if it's kosuf and given over already. What would be the reason? It is not, however, which you might think. The Gemara scrupulously avoids the discussion of the issue of mitzvah l'kayem et divrei hamit for many reasons. First of all, that's a machloket, even though we pask mitzvah l'kayem the divrei hamit, but nonetheless, it runs against the das of the, even though Rabbi Meir holds that, but it runs against the das of the Chachamim. The Chachamim were the rov. And furthermore, according to Tosfos, we don't say mitzvah l'kayem divrei hamet unless there were issues that during his lifetime he had actually given over something. Not stam he makes a statement b'alma, but somebody, let's say, was appointed as an apotropos for him or given over money and set it aside. Then you could say mitzvah l'kayem divrei hamet, but not necessarily in all cases. In any event, the issue is not mitzvah l'kayem divrei hamet, and the Gemara is going to wonder, what then is the issue? Just to confuse us further, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta quotes Rav as saying that this last case of tnu mona le'ish ploni, it should be delivered l'achar mita, is only in a case where the money was extant. So it was tzvurin u'menochi b'keren tzavit. It was right there on the table in the corner. But if he just says theoretically, give 100 to so-and-so, then he would not deliver it l'achar mita. Now that, of course, raises the ante a bit, because now we have to ask, well, wait a minute, the mayaskina. If we're talking about someone who is well, and he makes this statement not out of his fear of impending death, So then if we're talking about a bori, what good is tzvurim? The guy didn't make a kinyan. So ki tzvurim by avi alo mashach. If the guy didn't make a kinyan, and this person dies, the money is now in the rishus of the yorshim. Why in the world should we give it to somebody else? He has no right to determine who it goes to. So, Ella, if we're talking about shchiv mirah, why would we need for it to be tzvurim? The din is that a shchiv mirah, of course, is divrei shchiv mirah kiktuvin kumisurim damo, even without tzvurim. Es v'mor, so ki ein tzvurim nami, dar kamela de divrei shchiv mirah kiktuvim uchim surim damo. So we have two approaches to what the solution might be. Our first approach is Rav Zvid's. Omer Rav Zvid, actually, it could be talking about a bori, but it's not talking about just any case of a bori. It's talking about a case of Ma'amat Shloshtan. Now, we'll see that Ma'amat Shloshtan is a very unique situation in which if somebody has something that is yours or possibly owes you money, that's a different issue, as we'll see later. Right now we're talking about somebody has your wallet, and you gave them that wallet to hold. Now, in front of a third party, you say to that person, this wallet is to be given to the third party. In that case, no further kinyan is necessary, and the Rabbanan were mitakein that there's an automatic transfer of the kinyan that you have as the one who's being mufkat on it, to the third party, automatically.
And then the third party?
The third party that you said, give it to this third party. If it's in front of all of the people, the owner, the mufkad, and the third party, it's called Ma'amat Shloshtan. Ma'amat Shloshtan is the equivalent of a full kinyan. Without
that
any...
The third party who is getting the...
wallet.
I'm sorry?
Now owns it.
Yes, yes. But
without doing anything.
I understand.
Okay, so what don't you
the
understand?
Third party, right, he's referring to two third parties.
No, same third party. Made it very clear.
The same third party who was present is the same third party who was getting the item.
Correct.
Okay.
So this case in the Mishnah is not referring to Shchiv Mirah. It's referring to a person who's perfectly healthy. But the reason that it says, is because if a moment later the guy drops dead, makes no difference. The third party already owns it, and it doesn't require a kinyan, and therefore never passed on to his yorshim, because it was transferred the moment that he said those words. Give it to so-and-so. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about, the Amar of Unamarav. If a person says to a mufkad, monali biadecha, tneulo, you have $100 of mine, give it to this fellow. And you say, liploni in his presence, where all three of them are there, then you would be kona. Now, of course, what Rav Zvid is saying, that this is only true if the item is extant. That's why I'm saying there has to be $100 on the table. And that way he was kona that $100. But he's not kona a theoretical $100. I could be kona a theoretical $100.
Shtar?
What do you mean shtar? There is no shtar. There's
nothing. Let's say, one, two, A to B to C with the shtar.
We'll see. But right now what we're saying is if you're trying to give over
something
that is not a shtar, not a debt, it has to be the item there. And you can't tell him, we'll see that this is a machlokas in a minute. But Rav Zvid Svara is that the reason that we just said in the name of Rav that you need Sivurin is because Rav never would have said, Rav is the one who was actually quoted as saying Ma'amat Shloshtan. But Rav would never have said Ma'amat Shloshtan on a value somewhere. He would only have said it if there were an item that is actually kanui at that moment. Therefore, since Rav understands the Mishnah to be a remez to his case, at least this is what Rav Zvid holds, so because of that, he also stated that it would have to be tzavur. Okay, very interesting. And this would be going, according to Rav, would all be consistent. Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta quoted Rav, and Rav Huna quoted Rav. Rav Zvid is explaining why those two Ravs add up perfectly well. Rav Papa says, no. It's talking about a Shchiv Mirah, not a Bori. And there's another mimer of Rav that also adds up perfectly well. And that is, Kiryama Rav, Kirach the Rav, like that other Rav. The Yama Rav, even though Divrei Shchiv Merav K'tuvim Echim Esurin, he still requires Tzvurin. Why? Because if Shchiv Merav just said, Tenu mona leploni minachasai, give something worth that's $100 from my property. Or he points to something, he says, give this money to so-and-so. We would give, because divrei k'tuvim or k'tuvim echim esurin, and that was a takana derabanan in order to avoid panic. So if someone is on his deathbed, he is extremely, the guy's having a heart attack, he's afraid he's going to die. He's going to start wondering now about, oh my God, do I have the right words? Call the lawyer. He'll die from another heart attack. So in order to avoid that, the Chachamim said, listen, we understand what he wants to achieve. Let's achieve it as a shortcut. And that way, we take it absolutely seriously. If he recovers, we understand that in context, he only meant to give it if he doesn't recover. So if he recovers, he gets it back, and that way he doesn't have anything to worry about. Okay? However, if he just says, give money, stam, and he doesn't say anything, minachasai, or manazeh, then we can't give it. Why? Because we are afraid that he may have a safe deposit box. Okay? And what he's really trying to tell us is, give the money in the safe deposit box to this guy. Now, since we don't know where that safe deposit box is, he certainly may have meant dafka when you get into the safe deposit box, not to take something out of my house. Therefore, we can't be sure that that's what he meant. And since he didn't specify, and he didn't even tell us to just take it from anywhere, we can't take it. Why? Because Chayshin and Shema Mana Kavur come. He's got this secret place. He's got something hidden, and that we don't know. And so, Mamela, we can't take that as an actual Shchiv Meras gift. Now, Lehalacha, Hilchata, Lekvura Lo Chayshin. In reality, we don't paskin like this. And that if somebody says Mana, we are not Koshish, that means specifically a Mana in a safe deposit box. We're not chishish for that without any indication from him. Okay, so now we have two completely different approaches. Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. Rav Zvid understands the Mishnah is talking about a bori, and the reason that it works when it is shavur is because of ma'amat shloshtam, and he believes, Rav Zvid, that Rav holds the din of ma'amat shloshtam only when there is a concrete item that can be transferred, and therefore it needs to be tzavur. Rav Papa, on the other hand, holds it's talking about a Shchiv Mira, and that Rav is Cheshesh for a safe deposit box, and therefore he says it's only when it's right there on the table, and the guy is pointing to it, and he's saying, give this money. But otherwise, it wouldn't work because we're not sure what he means. Okay, now, the question, of course, is what accounts for the difference between the very extreme difference between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa? What's the machlokas? One has to learn the Mishnah one way, one has to learn the Mishnah the other way. What was Rav Papa's objection to learning that the Mishnah was talking about a bori, and it's coming to tell me this very special chiddush that there is a way that a bori can achieve an instant kinyan in the same way that a Shchiv Mera would be? So my time alo amaka Rav Zvid. Well, it's a very simple reason. Rav Papa holds that the din of ma'amat shloshtam does not require a concrete object at all. And therefore, how would Rav have said it has to be sitting there on the table if, according to Rav Papa, Rav would have even allowed you to transfer a debt due that has no physical object at all, doesn't even need a shtar, as Rav Yaakov was asking. Stama milva. We have an agreement. You know you owe me $100. Of course I know. Okay, don't pay me back. Give it to him. The guy is going to the loan on the spot. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask how that's possible, since there can't possibly be an end. There's nothing there to be kona. Okay, but in any event, since Rav Papa holds that when Rav said the dinu ma'amat shloshtan, ki yomar Rav, loshna b'milva v'loshna b'pikadon, so then how would he have explained the Mishnah's requiring tzivurim v'andim? Why do they have to be Bikar and Zavit? the guy could say, you owe me 100, you have something worth 100, so whatever, give it to him. And that's it. No further can you necessary. The guy drops dead. It doesn't matter because he already should give it to him. Rav Zvid, why doesn't he want to say like Rav Papa that it's talking about a Shchiv Mira, which is the pashtus of the thing? So just say it's talking about a Shchiv Mira and we're chayshinan for a safety deposit box. No, he says, if you read the Mishnah carefully, you will see it can't be talking about a Shchiv Mira. Why? Well, let's analyze the words of the Mishnah. Midiktani, since it says in the Mishnah HaOmer, Tenu get ze le'ishti, right? Ushtar shichru li'avdi, umet. So therefore, lo yitnu li'achar mita. Okay, very nice. Now, the reason that you can't give it, the Mishnah states, you can't give it because the guy died. Okay, but if the guy hadn't died, then we would have said, yes, then you can give it. Now, the case that we're talking about is a case where the man said tnu. But suppose he never said tnu. Suppose he said kitfu. Now, normally, when you say kitfu, we understand that to mean you write it, have it ready, and I'll decide whether to give it. Right? Okay. So, in that case, obviously, you would not be able to give it when the man is alive. Aha. But obviously, it has to do, right? Yeah, except for one problem. If we're talking about a Shchiv Mira, then even if the man was alive, the halacha is that one of the other takaras of a Shchiv Mira is that if he says, give, I mean, if he says, write, he means give. Because since he's worried that he's going to die of this heart attack, he doesn't want his wife to fall to Yibam. He's a bit confused. And the same takana that we made, lagabe other inyan of a Shchiv Mira, the same thing would apply to someone who is afraid that he's dying. But since the case that we define in the Mishnah as the only appropriate case to contrast before Mita, if he dies, or if he lived, was a case where he said tnu, we can't be dealing with a Shchiv Mira. Because if it would have said kitvu, it would still have been true. Therefore, I say, let's see that inside, that we're not talking about a Shchiv Mira. Because we've already seen, A, the Mishnah is saying the difference between someone who died and someone who lived. And it's demanding that the case be taima diomar tnu. But if you hadn't said the word tnu, you just would have said, write that get. We never would have given the get. The thing is that if we are talking about a case of a Shchiv Mira afagav de lo amar tnu, not nim. Why? Because of the Mishnah that we have later on. The Rishona Yomrim, originally, we had a very limited case where a guy was absolutely certain that he's dead meat. And that's a case where it was Yotze Bikolar, which is not the United States of America. It's Daesh, okay? So the guy he does not think they're suddenly going to change their mind because his lawyer's going to get an injunction, believe me. So this guy knows it's overs. And he says, kitvu get li'ishti. Write it and deliver it fast. All right. Then, as time went on, Chazrul Omar, they realized that Afa Mifaresh, somebody also who wants to take a trip with one of Richie's kids in that yacht, knows he's dead meat. And so it used to be when you were going on...
The skiing is more dangerous.
Yeah. When you were going on a long ocean voyage, you did not think you were going to likely make it. Or Hayotze B'Shayara, passing a caravan through Daesh territory, you also didn't think you were going to make it. So even over there, if a guy is going, he doesn't have to be sure he's dead meat. He has to be worried. So if he's worried, he doesn't want his wife to fall to Yibum. He'll give her a get. And, you know, if he survives, he'll remarry her. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, and this, says Rav Zvid, is what I believe. Like Rav Shimon Shazuri, I mean, the Mishnah would work out according to him too, right? And Rav Shimon Shazuri says, even if he's misukan, even if he had a heart attack, and he says this, which is the equivalent of a Shchiv Mira. So therefore, our Mishnah would have been saying the wrong word. It said it should have said kitvu, and since it says tenu, it can't be talked about a shchid mirah. Matkil Rav Ashi, come on. I mean, this is only one sheet. That's Rav Shimon Shazuri. You're going to be docha Rav Papa because the Mishnah has to be going like Rav Shimon Shazuri. My name alone, the Matznisi Rav Shimon Shazuri. And who tells us that? Dilma Rabbanani. I mean, why can't it just be the Rabbanan? I mean, is it Das Rabin? Okay. But in any event, we now have very clearly two possibilities in the Mishnah. Very different possibilities, each one of them introducing us to whole new worlds of what appear to be virtual kinyan. And therefore, the Gemara is interested in knowing, where does this come from? How do you create a virtual kinyan? So let's take a look a little more closely at that stunning halacha of Rav called Ma'amad Shlushta, Segufa. Om Rav Gunom Rav, Manali Biyadcha, and Tenu Leploni. If he does it by Ma'amad Shloshtan, he's going to... Now, Rava says, look, I'll tell you the truth. I mean, it would be reasonable enough if Rav was talking about your wallet. Because then I understand. The wallet is an item that's extant. It's in the interest of the other person. And now we're saying that basically that ownership is now being transferred to him, and that this person in his rishus is accepting it for the other person. I mean, that I can understand, but a milva? I would never have thought that Rav would have applied this halakha to something that doesn't have anything but an abstract presence. Where do you get the kinyan on it? But I swear to God, Elokim Amarav Afilu B'milva. The reality is that Rav said this across the board. And Itmanami Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said as well, Mishmei Delevi. A guy who goes over in front of the person that owes him money, and he brings a third party, and he says to the person who owes him money, you know that you have a debt that you owe me. Milva li biadecha, tneu leploni. And he says, but mamach lachtan, Shmuel also said that he's kona. Now, how does that work? The time am I. What would be the basis of the kinyan? I don't know how many of you remember the old checks, but checks used to say, pay to the order of. I don't think they do that anymore. Now it's considered to be an umdana, right? It used to always, but it's a little complicated to fix it all and pay to the order of. And okay. So pay to the order of. Now, nobody ever thought about that, but pay to the order of means that when I write this, I don't write it to the person whose name is on the check. Because that would have prevented people from transferring checks. How do you give over a contract to somebody else? Check's a contract. So you say pay to the order of means that you are mishta'abed to pay to whoever is the one that the real person I owe says I should give it to. Right? So that's basically my shloshta. Except it doesn't even need the shloshta. Because basically what we're saying is that a person, when he borrows money, it's nasik omer lo bishat matan ma'ot. At the time that he's receiving the money, well, I am misha'abed myself from at this point to anybody that you say it should be paid to in a way that I can be sure that you're serious. So if it's in front of the guy, if you tell me right here in front of this guy, very good. So now I owe him the money. There's something terribly wrong with this, which is simply that to do that, you would have to be certain that the person that is the third party in any Ma'amad Shloshtan had already been born at the time of the loan. Because you can't be Meshavet yourself, even if you hold that you can give a Dover Shaloba La'olam. You can't have a transaction with an entity that wasn't Bala Oilam. So if the person wasn't in existence, how could you be beshabed yourself to someone not in existence? Since that would be the case, what would happen if someone would do Ma'amad Shloshtam? I mean, and nobody ever heard that there's a difference. So Omale Ravashalabir Mamayati Hikne Lenoladim, to Havi Bishat Matan Ma'od, you're trying to tell me that they wouldn't be kind? Because, I mean, look, even according to Rabbi Meir, holds that an Adam can be makdeh, a davar shelo balal. The item may not be here yet, you know, like the fruit that are going to be produced by the trees. But you can't give the fruit that are going to be produced to the trees to the child that's going to be produced by this woman. So in other words, the entity that you're transferring to has to be extant. That is only to an entity that exists in the world.
Existed.
Exists.
But at the time...
In this case, because I'm being mishabed then. Of course it's existed.
Back to then you mishabed? Why not from now?
From now. The moment that I borrowed the money. I was mishabed myself
then. Yeah.
Yes.
To then.
Exactly. That's why it's then. But over here we're talking about now. But the idea is the same. If the person didn't exist when I was mishabing myself to him, the Sheba is in call. What good is it to say, so now? What do you mean, so now? Based on what? Right? No good? So now, brown cow.
Done long ago.
What was done long ago?
The loan was done long ago.
Forget about the loan. I don't care about the loan. I care about my Sheba to the loan. My Sheba to the loan.
Who's, who are you?
Me, I'm the borrower. I'm the borrower. The obligation was to the guy who lent me the money or anyone who currently exists that would take the money.
You made that deal then.
That's right. Well, I couldn't have made a deal to someone who would exist because that's a good offer. I can only make it to someone who exists. So now 30 years later, you want to say, give it to this guy. How, why should I give it to this guy? Where's the Sheba to this guy? So but he wasn't alive at that time, and I couldn't have done it at that time, right? All right, so how many dover she yes, shalom. But how about a dover that doesn't exist yet? Even Rabbi Meir never said I could do that. So there's got to be another basis to this. Okay, says Rav Ashi, look, I have a brilliant idea. Tell him, Rav Ashi, you know how it works? It works because usually what would happen is if the guy gives me over a debt, then when the third party is coming to collect the debt, I say to him, hey, buddy, come on, I just found out about it yesterday, you know, I mean, I didn't know I was going to have to pay you. You know, give me another 30 days or something, right? So even though the time of the loan has elapsed, but the new party is not going to bother him as if I've been waiting for this loan for the past 3 years. You know, it's a new guy. A new guy, you can start drinking a cup again, which is wonderful. So now you've been drinking a cup of cups, and the check's in the mail that, you know, I'm going to have the money next week at the standard story. This guy's tired of your story. So he's got his lawyers at your neck, yeah. But now you transferred it to somebody else. Whew. Of course, I'm happy to transfer it to somebody else. That type of joy is worth some money, you know. I'd be happy to give you a penny to get me out of this mess with this guy at my neck, right? Okay, so that means that basically I've been paid for it. That's how the Ritva understands. So I've been paid to transfer the loan to you. If I've been paid, then the money accomplishes the kinyan.
That wouldn't be considered repeat.
Repeat. He's paying me.
From him, in other words. That
what do you mean? It's the wrong guy, but what do you mean?
Okay, no.
He's...
Yeah,
he's paying me. That lender is paying me. Okay. So, now it's worth money to him to be able to start the whole story over again with a poor, innocent, new, you know, creditor. And yeah, it'll be there next week and so on and so forth. Okay, so great. So, Freeman's Kedai. So he's Gomar Bishabe Nafshe. He's very happy, and we have an unda that is a good king. Omalei Hunamar Breder of Nechemel Ravash. Now, come on. I mean, you know that there are cases where it ain't going to happen. On the contrary, it could be that the third party is a mafioso. You know, so here you bring Al Capone. By the way, Tosha says it doesn't really work with Goyim. But you bring some Macher.
Mayor Lansky.
Yeah, Mayor Lansky. Okay. Averjil is more dangerous. Yeah. All right, so you bring one of these guys. You say, how about let's transfer the loan to this guy? No! No, no, we will not rent the loan to this guy because the next day he finds himself in the East River. Not a good deal for him. And obviously, again, as the Raj Mayor points out, I mean, look, I understand it's rare to get Mayor Lansky as a third party, but what this means is that, you know, obviously every situation is different. I mean, you're going to make a takana where you can't really say that the person's happy at the transfer. I mean, it's quite likely that he's not too happy with the transfer. You know, so how could that be a reason? So if it would be Kiyonhani, the Bay Bar al Yash, if this was only said in Ruach HaKodesh, you know, the Machers and the Haredi camp, you know, they're also the Kafte, the Shagra, they'll tie you up and they'll take the money on the spot, you know? So Hakinami de Lo Koner, you're telling me that you're not going to be Koner with my Mitzloshtim, and my Mitzloshtim is open to the particular case? It's ridiculous. Of course, that can't be the case. Because, I mean, look, if you try to really be stubborn, you say, yeah, maybe that's the case. I mean, if you say that, then, of course, so now you've made it dependent, case dependent. This is just what we need to make a kinyan that's case dependent. Oh, God help us. Okay, so we never do that, obviously. So what is the reason? How does it work? Ella Amar Marzutra, it works through a miracle. It doesn't have any mechanism. Hanitzlat mili. There are three things that the Rabbanan made them as if they were halachas l'man shmi Sinai, needing no reason. Ki hilchata b'lo taima. Obviously, they needed to rely on hefker besdin hefker. But there was no reason. When it says no reason, as Tosfos points out, there's very good reason for making the stakanas. There's no reasonable modality to effectuate the takana. That's the point. In other words, we need to make this happen. So how can you make it happen? Magic. Ha ha, magic. The magic uses the magic part. The magic is the Ilkatabo Taima.
There's no pre-existing halakhic principle.
Exactly. There's no principle. So basically, I mean, obviously the underlying principle for such a thing is always Hefker best than Hefker. No, I mean, usually we try to hide that. We try to make it part of some kind of principle. There's no principle. No. Okay, what are those three things? Okay, so first of all, this. So this is the Maimat Shloshtam. Is simply extremely useful for the shuk, and because of that, we made this as a takana. And then there's other cases, and because otherwise you're going to have to go to court and a lawyer for every time you want to change something. I want to get a loan. You know what it's going to, what they're going to put me through. You know the charges that they're going to. You know the attorney offices. Chazal are too smart to allow that to evolve. And I said, listen, three people get together. That's a kinyan. Enough. No attorneys, no courts, no nothing. So it's basically shortcuts 80% of the transactions, takes it out of the hands of the attorneys. That's a very good reason, but there's no mechanism. Good thing Benson isn't here today. Yeah.
It's his job.
Okay. The other thing, number two, is the case of Rav Yonah Mar Shmuel. Somebody writes a contract leaving his wife all of his property. Now, it's very unlikely that the guy wants to cut out his children. What he really means is that he trusts his wife to appropriately dish out the money to the kids, and she's around, and she knows what is necessary, and he's trusting her. And since that's undoubtedly what is really meant, then we say it doesn't matter what the contract says. Lo asa'a el apotropia. He made her an apotropos, nothing else. And she has no right to take it away from the children. That's number two. Again, obviously for good reason, because that's a strong umdana, but it's not enough to take it out of her hands, except for magic. Ve'idach. And the third case is Rav Hananya's case. A guy moves out of his house, takes out all of his furniture, rents another place, or buys another place, and he has a wedding for his son in this house. And the son has nowhere to live. There is once again an umdana that he meant to leave the house for the son. And therefore, I may see Isha libno gadol babayit. If he married off his son his oldest son, in his home. This is his first son. He finally gets the kid married off. He is so happy. Just stay here and get out of my life. So he was Cana, the son was Cana, that house. That's it. These are the three things. Okay, Omerle Rav Rav Acha Bartala. You know, I've got a Kav of Morika. How do you translate Morika? Does anybody know the English for Morika? It's a cheap spice of something. Saffron, yeah. Good, thank you. Somebody has, great. He says, I've got basically a package of saffron. Could you do me a favor? Give it to so-and-so. So Yavi Laploni, and note that I'm telling you to your face in front of him, so Bapeka Minalacha, the Lord Ranavi. Now we took this to mean, I am telling you right now, in front of this party, I'm not going to be changing my mind.
Irrevocable.
A gift. That's absolutely, what do they call it? Irrevocable trust. Yeah. Wait a minute. What do you mean, I'm telling you? Are you saying that if I had wanted to, I could have changed my mind? I thought you just said he's Cana. How can he say that? It's a mind which launched him. You've got a package of saffron. I said, give it to so-and-so. So-and-so owns it. Of course you can't change your mind. Do us no favor, sir. Yeah, you misunderstood what I said. Hachikama. Note that I said it in front of him, and therefore, Dvarim Alolo, lo nitnu l'chazara. Therefore, I can't change my mind.
Without speaking it out.
But I understand. What does he have to say this for? I mean, Rav said this already. Why does Rav need to say this to Rav Acha Bartala? I thought Rav Huna was quoting Rav when he talked about Maimon Shloshtam. The Omer Rav Huna Rav Monali Biyotcha Tnei Laploni B'Maimon Shloshtam Kana. Why did Rav have to say this ridiculous thing about a package of saffron for 5 cents? Because that's exactly the point. It would easily have been to mistake Rav as meaning that something that is highly significant in front of the three people involved, there was takana to make that a real kinyan. But not something off the cuff, could you give him, please, a package of saffron? I mean, it's not important enough to be sitting there saying, B'ma'amad shloshtan, here as we stand here, by these presences, I do hereby grant thee a 5 cent package of saffron. I mean, it's ridiculous. And therefore Rav wanted to make it very clear that it is not ridiculous and that indeed it's lo nitna l'chazara, or even if I'm not relying on presences, then, I mean, what do I need presences? So then let me just tell a guy, do me a favor, give him the saffron. Why do I need to say, buy these presences to have my mitzvah? Kamashmalan, there's one takana across the board. If three people are present, the owner, the nifkad, and the third party, then and only then, no matter what the circumstances are, the kinyan is chal on the spot, and it's whether it's large, small, kamash malan, you must have the maimat shloshtam, and you can have the maimat shloshtam. Ha'omer tnu get ze li'ishti, shtar shechur ze la'avdi umeit, lo yitnu li'achar mita. But tnu mana li'ish ploni umeit, yitnu li'achar mita. Ha'omer v'yitzu barashu v'amarta v'shmeit rav, only in the event that the mana is tzvurin u'manach b'keren zavit. Now why? But my eskina. Ilema v'bari ki tzvurin ma'avit doesn't help without a kinyan. If we're talking about a shchid mira, why do we need tzvuri? Ki in tzvuri nami, da kaim lan didiver shchid mira, ki chtuvim vichim tzvurim tamu. Omer abzvid li olam bevari. Uke revun omer rav, di omer revun omer rav, mona li biadecha, tenei olo le ploni. If it's been mamat shlashtam, kadna. Rav Papa amar, nope, li olam b'shchid mira. Because there's another Rav that makes that work. Yidach the Rav, the Amar Rav, Shriv Mira Shamar Tnu Mana Laploni Mira Chasai, or Tnu Mana Zeh, which is Tzvurim, no theme. But if a guy says Tnu Mana, like the Mishnah, Mana Stam, ain't no theme. Because Chayshinon Shema Mana Kavur Ka Omar, and that's Rav, and the din of Tzvurim was Rav, so it all adds up, even though Mehilchatalik for Lo Chayshinon. So why did Rav Papa law my time and Amak Rav Zvi? Because he holds the din of Maimon Shloshtan does not need Tzvui. Because Kikom Rav lo Shnabe Milva lo Shnabe Pikadon. And Rav Zvi, my time and Amak Rav Papa, he says, look, there's no way the Mishnah is referring to a Shri Mirah at all. Mimai. Why? Because he died. But Hamichayim notim. Okay. In the event that time of the Yom HaTnu. But Olam HaTnu ain't notim. The point, however, is that a Shechiv Mira, who didn't say Tnu, we would also have been notim. I forget Olam HaTnu notim. That's not. Only a yotzi bekolar. Yomar kitvu get liishti without saying tnu. Nonetheless, haray lichtivu v'yitnu. Then chazur lomar. Even somebody is entering a dangerous journey. I'm a faresh bayam a yotze b'shayara. And Reb Shimon Shazuri says one who had a dangerous heart attack. Af hamesukan. Matki for Ravashi. And who's to say the mission is going like Reb Shimon Shazuri? Tumar rabonani gufa. If it's been mamad shlashtam, kana. Oh my Rava, look, I mean, I would have said myself, I got to tell you, that mistavra milti derab, but pikadon, certainly not with a milva, but I swear to God, it's exactly what he said. Elohim, oh my Rava, feel of a milva. It manami or meshmur mishmet alevi milva libiatcha tnei lo laploni v'mamad shloshtam kana. How could that work? The time of my omrameima, because every loan is understood to pay to the order of. So it's not omelo bishat matan ma'ot. Look, I am leaning this lien to anybody who comes from you, to you, leditcha, or lekol da'atu machmatcha. Omelei Ravashi, well, that's all very nice, he says to Amima, but Elamayati, Knana Noladim, that didn't exist at the time of the Matan Ma'ot when the lien was instituted. So, Achinami de lo kanu, because I gotta tell ya, Afil Rabbi Meir, Damarada Makadavar Shaloba Olam, Hanami Lidavar Sheshnoba Olam. But to be Makna Lidavar Sheshnoba Olam, even Rabbi Meir doesn't hold. That's a fatal flaw. Okay. Elam Ravashi, the way it works is ba'hiyana'a, to come mishtanyale bein milva yishana la milva chadasha, which gives him a lot of new wiggle room that he didn't have before. Wiggle room is worth money. So, b'shehuana is gomra mishabi nafshe. Omale yuna marbaredun ef lechemil Ravashi, wiggle room. I'd like to see you wiggle with Al Capone. And me have to go on Hani the Vevar al Yashin, the Kafti for Shakra the altar. So you're telling me then indeed my Mitchloshim doesn't work on a milva? The Chite Mochinami, Kenatat Varechal Shurim. That's not a very good approach. Elor Marzuta, there is no approach. Hani Tlat Mili Shavin Rabbana Kilchatabalo Taima. Watch me pull a Maimich Loshton out of my hat. Choda Hur? Ha? The Irak, the Amr of Yeramashma, Kote Kodaka Savli Ishto, Loa Sa'a Ela Apitropia, the Irak, the Amr of Hanania, Amesi Ishal of Nogado, Babayit, Kono. Omale Rav, and this is the same Rav that already had spoken in at length about the overall Takana Maimich Loshton, he unaccountably says to Ravacha Bartala, listen, you owe me a kava de morika, give it to Plony, and I'm hereby telling you that I'm not going to change my mind. At least that's what we think it means. What? What do you mean, I'm hereby telling you? You mean you, he could have changed his mind? No. What he meant was, Arikama, I am no longer able to change my mind because I said it in front of you. So, that's what Rav said when he talked about Yom Revuna Amar Rav, Monali Biatcha, Tzlei Yom Alaploni, B'mama Shloshtam Kana. Yeah, but I might have thought this whole deal of having this fancy Maimat Shloshtam is only a Matanamu Ruba, a Matanamu Etek, only by Befanav. Kamash Molan, it's one Takana across the board.